毕竟整起事件的重点是帮助布兰一家拿回本该属于他们的财产。
After all, the main focus of this whole event is to help the Bland family reclaim their rightful property.
并非打倒砖块小人这家店。
Not to defeat the Block People's shop.
于是鲁本转而起诉塞勒姆分店的两个店长乔什和布兰登。不过法院驳回了起诉申请。
Then Reuben turned to sue the two store managers of the Salem branch, Josh and Brandon, but the court rejected the lawsuit.
理由是鲁本没有先试图进行庭外和解这个步骤。
The reason is that Rubens did not attempt to negotiate a settlement out of court first.
也就是说
That is to say,
他必须先和对方在法庭外沟通调解无果。
He must first communicate and negotiate with the other party outside of court.
才可以起诉个人。经过一系列的折腾
After a series of struggles,
乔什早就拉黑了鲁本的电话。
Josh had already blocked Ruben's phone.
于是鲁本只能选择登门拜访。
Therefore, Reuben could only choose to visit in person.
毕竟如果可以直接要回乐高呢
After all, if you could just get the Lego back,
没必要搞得那么复杂
It doesn't need to be so complicated.
但是鲁本的车刚到达乔氏家门口
However, Reuben's car just arrived at Josh's house.
发现了对方在打电话
Found out that the other person was calling.
几分钟后
A few minutes later,
三辆警车竟然就出现在了附近。
Three police cars suddenly appeared nearby.
而且找了借口。
And he made up an excuse.
直接非法拦停了鲁本的车。
He directly and illegally stopped Ruben's car.
询问他们来这里干什么。
Ask them what they are doing here.
尽管鲁本详细解释了之前发生的事情
After all, Reuben had detailed the events that had happened before.
但是警察看起来根本不相信鲁本的话。更糟糕的是
However, the police seemed to not believe Reuben at all. Worse still,
这些警察通过无线电交流的样子
The way these police officers communicate via radio,
明明实际上是知道事情是怎么回事
Although he actually knew how things were
是就是来这里赶走鲁本的鲁本去找另一个店长布兰登也是一样的遭遇
I came here to stop Reuben from going anywhere But I ended up getting stopped by another store manager named Brandon
又被警察拦
Stopped again by the police
也询问情况结果还是被勒令不准靠近他们甚至
Lu Wenqing's situation has resulted in a ban on her approaching them.
至后面，警察以搜查违禁药品的理由指
Even later, the police searched for the purpose of investigating illegal drugs.
直接搜查鲁本的车两小时
Search for Ruben's car for 2 hours.
当然是啥也找不到，而
Of course, nothing can be found.
而且鲁本也明白
And Reuben also understood.
这就是警察在故意找茬，他们。
This is because the police are deliberately looking for them.
自己都知道是理亏的。
He knew he was in the wrong.
因为在警局公开的警察随身录像的视频里。
Because the police officers' body-worn cameras were made public.
搜车的段落有很多部分被消除了音频。
Several paragraphs of the text have been removed due to audio.
这是完全违法的。
This is completely illegal.
而警局之所以这么做
And the police department did this because
就是因为谁听了他们对话的过程都能听出来
It's obvious to anyone who listens to their conversation.
警察是在故意找事
The police are deliberately stirring up trouble.
想办法给鲁本团队找事逮捕。
How to find a way to arrest the Reuben team?
他们可鲁本团队是完全无辜的。
The Corbin team is completely innocent.
费尽周折后
After all the effort,
鲁本终于躲过了。
Reuben finally escaped.
警察的找事
The police are causing trouble.
而且把这些过程材料提交给了法院。
And these process materials were submitted to the court.
证明了自己曾努力寻找法庭外和解的路径。
Prove that he had made an effort to seek out of court settlement.
法院终于受理了卢本提出的这两起诉讼。
The court has finally accepted Ruben's two lawsuits.
现在卢本需要把法院文件送到乔什和布兰登手里。
Now, Ruben needs to deliver the court documents to Josh and Brandon.
可是乔什压根不给任何人开门。
However, Joe Stone refused to open the door for anyone.
不管谁来，直接报警。
No matter who calls the police directly.
为了让乔什开门拿文件。
To get Josh to open the door and take out the files.
鲁本灵机启动。
Ruben's quick thinking.
用乔什的形象做了一个修容。
I made a joke about Josh's appearance.
他的海报放在了完全的公共空间。
His poster was placed on a completely public space.
不违法的。
Not illegal.
供所有路人观看。
For everyone to view.
然而。
However.
警车又出现了，挡住了那块海报招。
The police appeared again and blocked the billboard.
哎，并且三番四次来询问卢本在做什么。卢本。
And repeatedly ask Ruben what he is doing.
给三波警察分别解释了自己的来意。
Ruben explained his purpose to the three police officers.
是法院要求自己。
The court only requires itself.
必须亲自传递文件而已。甚至。
Also, the files must be personally delivered.
是后面的警察表示可以代劳把。
Even the police later said that it was okay to relax.
文件送到乔什那里，但是不知为何这
Send the file to John, but I don't know why.
部分的警察随身录像又被删除了。
The police officer's body camera footage has been deleted.
到现在为止，砖块小人这边报警花
But so far, the police have not received any reports.
花费的警力资源可能早已超过那些乐高的价值了，但
The amount of police resources spent may already exceed the value of those Lego bricks.
不知为何这
But for some reason,
这些警察就是可以三番四次被对方调动来找卢本的麻烦。不出所料，警
The police can be repeatedly harassed and threatened by the other party as expected.
查把那份法院文件原封不动地带回给了卢本，表示
The police brought the original court documents back to Mr. Lu Ben without any changes.
乔什认为
Joy,
这不是真正的法院文件
This is not a genuine court document.
所以拒收
Therefore reject.
然后警察就乖乖地跑腿给送回来了
And the police obediently ran to pick it up.
并且警察表示
In addition, the police stated that
乔什那边说
Joe said
卢本有各种各样的问题
Ruben had a variety of problems
报警要求警察去调查
Police are investigating this case
看到这里谁都能看出来
He can see that here
警察明显有偏向乔什方的表态了
The police clearly showed a bias towards Joe Stone
甚至觉得卢本这边所说的法院诉讼根本就是假的。
I even felt that the lawsuit mentioned by Ruben was completely fake.
警察随后打了法院电话。
After the police investigated, they called the owner of the house.
证明了卢本这边的文件确实是正规合法的。可
proved that the documents from Lu Ben's side are indeed legitimate.
是最离谱的情况发生了。
But the most absurd thing happened.
警察直接要求卢本下车。
Directly get off the bus.
反手铐住了卢本并
leaned back and grabbed Ruben's shoulder.
声称现在直接逮捕了他。
And they claim that they have now directly arrested.
没有宣称任
He didn't declare.
任何罪名作为执法者的警察以
Any accusation is a police officer's responsibility.
完全非法的方式逮捕了鲁本。
Ruben was arrested in a completely illegal manner.
Ruben 是来送起诉文件的。
Ruben came to deliver the lawsuit.
之前来送文件好几次也没有问题。
I've been sending files over a few times before, and it hasn't been any problem.
现在结果竟然反手就被警察逮捕了。
Now, the results have turned around, and I was arrested by police.
简直就好像是，好吧。
It's just like that, right?
我们知道你没错。
We know you're innocent.
但是我们就是要逮捕你。
But we insist on arresting you.
虽然很快卢本就被团队保释出来了。
Although Ruben was soon released from custody by the team.
但是他们意识到了整个司法体系都决定要保护这些罪犯了。
However, they realized that the entire judicial system was determined to protect these criminals.
那么为什么呢
?So why?
卢本发现了一个共同点。
Ruben discovered a common point.
那就是乔石
That's Josh
布兰登
Brandon
还有那些找他麻烦逮捕他的警察
And those who bothered him and arrested him
竟然就是当地摩门教的虔诚教徒
It turns out to be a devout Mormon from the local community
简单叙述一下摩门教相当于基督教衍生出来的独立宗教
Here's a brief summary of the Mormon Church, which is a separate religion that originated from Christianity.
拥有1700万教众，总部在美国犹他州，是非常团结且保守的一个宗教。
With a congregation of 1.7 million, this is a very united and conservative religion based in the United States, Utah.
如果经常看 NBA 的观众对这个词肯定不陌生。
If the police are familiar with NBA fans, they must be very familiar with this word.
难道说这就是本地警察一直包庇砖块和小人这家公司行为的理由吗
？Is this the reason why local police have been covering up for Brick and Mortar, a company that has engaged in illegal activities?
砖块小人公司就在犹他州。
Brickman Company is located in Utah.
因为都是摩门教徒。
Because they are all members of the Church of Latter-day Saints.
无所以联手隐瞒案件真相。
Therefore, they colluded to conceal the truth of the case.
还针对鲁本进行一系列阻挠和打击。
Regarding a series of obstructions and attacks against Luban.
甚至逮捕
Even arrest
那么仅仅是一个 YouTuber 的鲁本团队
So, just a YouTube Ruben team
是根本没可能对抗本地的司法系统的
It is simply impossible to fight against the local judicial system
所以鲁本灵机八动只能曲线救国了
Therefore, Ruben could only resort to roundabout ways
既然官司打不了
Since the lawsuit cannot be filed,
就直接筹钱吧
Let's just raise the money
于是卢本团队专门做了一个募捐网站对象自然是布莱恩一家
Therefore, the Ruben team specifically created a fundraising website for Brian and his family
而网页的配图就是之前他们做的邪恶乔石的海报
And the pictures on the website are the evil Josh posters they made before.
本来卢本所做这一切
Originally, Ruben did all this.
最终目的就是帮助布莱恩要回乐高或者等价值的钱财
The ultimate goal is to help Brian get his Lego back or something of equivalent value.
所以直接筹钱也可以达到目的
Therefore, directly raising funds can also achieve the goal.
但是卢本把筹钱海报挂到街上。
Ruben originally hung the fundraising poster on the street.
宣传时。
In advertising.
又被警察找了过来。
Called again by the police.
找各种理由。
Find various reasons.
阻止。鲁本确定自己所做的行为
prevent oneself from doing something that one has already decided to do，
符合美国宪法第一修正案。
Complies with the First Amendment of the United States Constitution，
也就是言论自由的范围内。
Within the bounds of freedom of speech，
然而
，However，
警察还是直接拿下了海报，扬长而去，说这个东西伤害到了乔石。
The police simply took the poster and left, saying that this item had harmed Josh。
似乎不管鲁本做什么。
No matter what Rub does，
在警察眼里都是违法行为。
In the eyes of the police, everything is illegal。
偏袒乔石一方实在过于明显了。
It's obvious that he's clearly biased towards Josh。
而且警方随身摄像视频里又有大段消音。
In addition, there are large sections of silence in the police's body camera footage。
明显就是此地无银三百两。更离谱的是，一伙特警端着步枪。
It's obviously a blatant scam, and even more outrageous is that a group of police officers are carrying rifles.
枪直接冲进了鲁本团队租用的 Airbnb 房间，并
burst into the Airbnb room that Ruben's team was renting，
并且把团队成员全部逮捕，而
and arrest all team members.
他们进行武力搜查的原因竟。
The reason they conducted a physical search is，
竟然是乔石那边报警说
He reported to the police that it was Josh's side。
鲁本团队才是偷了20万乐高的罪犯，倒打一耙还成功了。
The Ruben team framed the $20 extortionists and successfully got away with it。
在搜查过程中
During the search，
鲁本本人在没有做出任何反抗动作的情况下，
Ruben himself, without taking any action against it,
还被警察反手铐住时弄脱臼了肩膀。
His shoulder was dislocated when he was handcuffed by the police.
尽管警察在房间里啥也没搜到。
Despite the police finding nothing in the room,
但是仍然仅凭乔石的一面之词。
However, it is still based solely on Josh's testimony.
把鲁本团队的四个人都送进了警
took all four members of the Ruben team to the police station
局审讯。在审讯过程中
interrogation during the interrogation process，
警察故意引诱团队成员说出对鲁本不利的证词。
The police deliberately lured the team members to make statements that were unfavorable to Ruben，
尤其是想要攻击鲁本创建的募捐网站是违法的这一点。
Especially the intention to attack websites created by Ruben is illegal。
当然了
，Of course，
警察没有得到任何实质性的证据。
The police obtained no substantive evidence。
但是仍然判了鲁本一个月的刑。
However, Ruben was still sentenced to 1 month of imprisonment。
并且不准保释，难以想象。
And it's unimaginable that they wouldn't be released。
在民主灯塔的美国，竟然会出现这么倒反天罡的事。
In the United States, which is supposed to be a beacon of democracy, such an act seems so out of place。
这也是鲁本的职业生涯里遇到的最。
This is the most difficult challenge in Ruben's career。
难最险恶的状况和对手
The most dangerous situations and opponents，
也就是美国的司法系统。
That is the American judicial system。
不过幸运的是
Fortunately，
是一位法官在看过了鲁本的逮捕记录
After reviewing Ruben's arrest record， a judge
后还是批准了鲁本的保
approved Ruben's release。
老师要求花了$2,500换来了鲁。
It cost $2,500 to acquire Ruben。
本在上法庭打官司之前呢
？Before going to court，
免了牢狱之灾。
Escape from prison。
就在鲁本回家之前
，Just before Ruben went home，
他的室友打来了一通电话。
His roommate called him。
竟然又有警察拿着逮捕令找上门了。
Suddenly, the police came to my door with an arrest warrant.
可想而知
It can be imagined.
砖块小人为了阻碍鲁本打这个官司
The brick people tried to obstruct Reuben from pursuing this lawsuit.
到底编造了多少借口
How many excuses were fabricated?
花了多少资源
How much resources were spent?
调动警察来搞事。这一回啊
In this episode, the police are mobilized to stir up trouble.
对方的来意更加恶劣。
The other party's intentions were even more sinister.
如果鲁本再次被抓
If Reuben is caught again,
就会面临最高5年的刑期
will face a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison.
而且不准上诉和保释，理由是警方怀疑鲁本要对乔石进行人身安全攻击。
Furthermore, the reasons for not allowing appeals and bail are that the police suspect that Reuben intends to attack Josh's personal safety.
难道鲁本就要被砖块小人这个恶劣资本进行霸凌，乖乖束手就擒吗？
Will Reuben be bullied and forced to submit by the ruthless capitalist?
不，鲁本团队灵机九动。
The Nullman team is full of creativity and innovation.
直接全部转移到了美国隔壁的墨西哥。
All transferred directly to Mexico, which is next door to the United States.
美国的法律在这里就不适用了。
The law in the United States is not applicable here.
美国警察也没法跨境。
American police can't be fast in the border.
执法
Enforcement
在法院开庭之前
Before the trial
鲁本就可以躲在墨西哥安全等待了
Reuben can hide in Mexico and wait safely
但是砖块小人的攻击还没停止
However, the attack of the brick man has not stopped
他们不仅想办法说服了法院勒令鲁本在这期间不准再提及砖块小人的公司名字
They not only devised a way to persuade the court to order Reuben to refrain from mentioning the company's name, which was referred to as Brick Man during this period.
也不可以再发布新的视频。
You are not allowed to post new videos.
提及这件事封住了他的公开发声渠道。
This made him blush, and his public channels were mentioned.
而且还使用神秘力量下降了。
In addition, the mysterious power has also decreased.
鲁本做的募捐网站
Reuben's fundraising website.
连布兰一家的求助途径也要干掉。
The only way for the Land family to seek help is to kill.
同时
At the same time,
他们也对鲁本、布兰一家都发起了诉讼。
They also filed lawsuits against the Rubenstein family.
要把整个事件往最极端的方向去推，索性
To push the event to its most extreme.
没过两天
In 2 days,
网站得到了恢复
The website has been restored.
捐款活动仍在继续
The fundraising campaign is still ongoing.
虽然鲁本仍然处于禁言中
Although Reuben is still under suspension,
但是已经有许多大体量网红深入调查报告。
However, there have already been many large-scale influencer research reports.
这起案件甚至追踪了那些丢失的乐高。
This case even tracked down the missing Lego bricks.
而且基本都下了结论。
And basically, they've all come to a conclusion.
砖块小人公司的高管们谎话连篇。
The executives of Brickman's company lied through their teeth.
从哪种角度看都是不占理的。
From what angle is it unreasonable?
鲁本这边的官司也是比较乐观的状态。
The situation in Reuben is also relatively optimistic.
有兴趣的观众可以去看一下砖块小人高管。
Interested viewers can check out Brick Tamlin's adventures.
接受网红频道采访的视频。
Video of an interview with a social media influencer.
看完你也会惊讶。
You will be amazed after watching it.
为什么各个地方的传统企业最高负责人都是不太懂危机公关的样子？
Why are the highest ranking leaders of traditional businesses in different regions often not very good at crisis management?
要么是态度蛮横，
Either be arrogant，
要么是推诿说话，都是犯众怒的行为言论。
Blaming others is a form of speech that can be considered offensive.
虽然鲁本的应对手段有一些是为了节目，
Although Ruben's coping mechanisms are somewhat for show，
效果，
Effect，
有点过激不当的，
A bit too aggressive，
但是人家的出发点绝对是为了正义，
But their starting point is definitely for justice。
如果这场官司鲁本输了，要接受惩罚。
If Ruben loses this lawsuit, he will have to face punishment.
那就是结果正义输给了程序正义。
That's the result of justice losing to algorithmic justice.
会让民众多么难以接受。
This will make it difficult for the public to accept.
而且这里面明显最有问题的就是当地警察部门，这些人的不合理操作直。
And the most problematic thing here is obviously the lack of cooperation among local police officers.
也加深了当地的官商勾结嫌疑。
Further deepens suspicions of corruption and collusion between government officials and businesses.
甚至还牵出了宗教的痕迹。
It even involved religious elements.
不过我个人倒不觉得是单纯。
However, I personally don't think it is purely.
因为同为摩门教徒的缘故。
Because they are both members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
政府部门对于本地大企业有一些保护措施呢。
The government has some protective measures for local large enterprises.
多半是因为税收或者私人关系很好。
It's probably because of taxes or a good personal relationship.
这都是常规操作。
This is just standard procedure.
中文区的观众肯定对这种现象也非常熟悉了。
The audience in China must be very familiar with this phenomenon.
至于警察系统，
Regarding the police system,
本来就是政府部门的打手。
They are just government puppets.
要他们在政府需求和民间正义当中选择。
Let them choose between government needs and public justice.
毫无疑问。
Undoubtedly.
他们会选择前者，警察的良心。
They will choose the conscience of the police.
远不如上级的指示来的重要。
Not as important as the instructions from superiors.
只是这样的操作会大大降低当地政府的公信力。
This kind of operation will greatly reduce the credibility of local governments.
作为中文区的平民，
As a Chinese local,
也是好好的祛魅了一把。
I also went to the market and bought some vegetables.
原来民主灯塔也有这种破事。
Democracy, too, has its share of corruption.
怎么可能做到完全为人民服务呢？
How can one possibly serve the people completely?
至于后续如果有了盖棺定论的结果，
As for the subsequent outcome, if there is a definitive resolution,
再和观众们汇报，
Reporting to the audience,
希望鲁本这样既有良心又有节目效果的视频，
I hope that Ruben can make videos that are both sincere and entertaining.
创作者可以得到应有的回报。
Creators can receive the appropriate compensation.
以及所有的受害者都能受到相对公正的待遇。
And all victims should be treated fairly.
我是吴双，下期再见。
I'm Wu Shuang. See you next time.